Good morning. This is Mark Collins on Wave 105 for this Tuesday morning. Now, my guests this morning first formed their band in Battle in East Sussex and since then have gone on to achieve 5 number one albums in the UK, which worldwide adds up to over 11 million sold. They've also won 2 Brit Awards, 4 Q Awards and an Ivor Novello, and on the 11th of November released their greatest hits CD celebrating 10 years of brilliant songs. Tom Chaplin and Tim Rice-Oxley of Keane, welcome to Wave 105.
Hello. Thanks for the introduction.
That was right. Lovely.
That's
my pleasure. My pleasure. So it was reported in The Sun on Sunday that the band are to split after the greatest hits release to focus on solo projects. Personally, I'm never one to completely believe the tabloids. So what do you say to that report then?
Well, I think you're right not to believe the tabloids. Well, the only real sort of kernel of truth that there is that we've been working pretty hard for the last few years, and we just want to take a bit of time out, and we're not really sure when we'll be back with Keane stuff, but that's about as far as it goes.
So it is solo projects then? You are still going to carry on working, but then not just as one band?
Certainly for a bit, yeah, for the foreseeable future. Yeah,
how do the tabloids get away with it? How do they do it?
I don't know. I thought they'd just been given a bit of a shakedown, but they're obviously back.
Exactly.
To the old tricks,
yeah,
aren't they?
Exactly. Yeah. The comedian Peter Kay said of you, simply they're 4 funny, generous, and extremely grounded blokes who still can't believe their luck and who continually strive for brilliance. Can you still not believe your luck?
You can tell he's never met us.
He loves you, though, doesn't he?
No, he's a great man. He's a lovely, lovely fellow. Sorry, what was the question?
can you still not believe your luck? I mean, do you just sometimes pinch yourself, or is it through hard work that you've done it?
Well, it's a bit of both, but I mean, there are lots of bands out there who work really hard for ages and, you know, eventually sort of have to give up. So, you know, it took us a very long time to even get our first record out and get to that point. So we just try and remember that and always remember how lucky we've been, and you know, we've known each other our whole lives as well, so we do have a kind of pre-programmed inclination to keep each other grounded in one way or another.
I suppose that is an advantage, I suppose. Yeah. Did you ever achieve that brilliance then? Is there one point in the career you thought, God, this is good, I like it,
we are fantastic,
aren't we great, we can't get better than this?
That's the thought I have every day when I wake up.
So modest with it as well. So modest.
Oh, I don't know. It's very hard to separate what people are saying from what you really believe. You know, especially when things are kind of really crazy, particularly early on. Everyone was being so full of praise for the first record, and there was so much kind of adulation and hype around it that I think inevitably you start to believe a bit of that. But it's not. I don't know. I think that faded quite fast. But I think the things that you feel, you know, the music's really at the end of the day what you feel most proud of. The writing the records and recording the albums and then playing those songs live around the world. Those are the kind of tangible things that you know you've achieved and you've done and you can feel proud of. So I think all along the line, you know, we're very proud of all of the music.
Mm. So when you listen in or you put together a greatest hits album, is it like then a map of the life of your musical career?
Yeah, that's definitely true. It's funny you're saying about listening to it because, you know, as you might imagine, as a band, I don't think we ever really kind of actually listen to our music because you spend so long making an album and writing it and recording it and trying to get it right. And, you know, that takes months, if not years. And so it's quite strange and nice to have an opportunity or an excuse even to kind of sit down and actually listen to what we've done. And it is, you know, I don't know if we ever feel like kind of that we pat ourselves on the back and say how brilliant we are, but it is nice to actually look at it and be really, really proud and feel like, yeah, you know, this is really great music that we can be proud of. And it does represent our sort of journey
your
over
journey,
the last 10
yeah.
years. That's the way we've tried to select the songs, I suppose.
So when you perhaps, if you're driving in your car and you hear a Keane song come on the radio, do you take you back to what you were doing at the time and when you were recording it and things that happened whilst that was going on?
Yeah, definitely. I think music kind of describes points in life, you know, for everyone. Depending on what album it is, I can put any kind of any record on from my collection and It'll transport me back to that time and probably, you know, remind me of things that happened on those occasions, and, you know, that I completely forgotten about. It's a bit, you know, it's a kind of quite an intoxicating sensation, I suppose. It's like sort of smelling something, you know, that reminds you of when you're a kid, that kind of feeling.
Well, I'm a great believer in that, actually, because they say that smell is, creates the best, it's the best thing for rekindling a memory. But exactly. There are certain songs that I, every time I hear, I'm back in a certain place.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Because it always reminds me of where I was when I first heard it, or when I was having a good time when that song was out.
Yeah, and I think with Keane, it's, you know, with our own music, I mean, I don't really, I wouldn't say I put our music on very often, but certainly when you catch it on the radio or something like that, it's real. I love hearing that, and it sort of, it brings back a wealth of lovely memories. So it's nice.
Good. Well, my guests this morning are Tom Chaplin and Tim Rice-Oxley of Keane. We'll talk more to the guys in just a second here on Wave 105.